Sam, are you doing a Super Bowl halftime show? We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible not because we're great, because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Frankie, number two Fusco, and we are here on episode 201. Woo-woo.
We made it.
I, for a second, thought you were going to say Frankie.
I almost stuttered and said that, yes, and thanks for pointing that out. And that is no one other than the voice of... No one other than the voice of... I blame Ben. I mess up the talking.
Because
Ben gets in my head, and he's not even here. He gets in my head. It's obnoxious. That's Andrew. You know him. No one likes him. He's here. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Ben. Hey, Tim.
And then we have Tim Lasers Gruber joining me from the in-law living room. Hey, Andrew, I have a question for you.
Sure.
As you know, it's a new collectible, Grubers. I have collected three at my house right now. How many Grubers do you have?
Let me check with my parents real quick. Hey, Mom. They can't hear me down here.
Yeah, they're getting old. I got three Grubers with me right now. I'm super excited. They think they can leave. They can't. We have Tim and Brittany and Jude all in the house.
It is
an almost full house.
The
girls escaped. They actually had
They went back to Pittsburgh.
But summer break's coming, and let me tell you, they're gonna be here too. I'm gonna catch them all. Gotta catch them all, GruberCon. What's up, guys?
Oh man,
we got week two of the bracket. Our fearless leader didn't show up, and Tim is recording from his phone, even though he has a fancy MacBook.
Because everything's fine.
Doesn't have
everything's fine.
USB it's ports. So clean.
Yeah, it does look good. I mean, listen, this is why they upgraded the iPhone.
This is
with the Retina display.
I was just talking about this at church the other day. Like, why do we get this amazing, like, thousands of dollars computer that still comes with a 720p webcam? They know what year we are living in.
Why? Speaking of church, we're going to get to the bracket real quick, but I want to venture off on a small side topic while we're talking about it. Speaking of church, Tim, congratulations. You just announced that you have a job.
So
it's been a mystery job for a little bit, but now we can talk about it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. I was out here for work, and out here is in the Pottstown area, and so it's because my work is now at Connection Church in Pottstown, PA. So I'm the online ministry pastor, and it's exciting. It's exciting. I haven't been able to, I've been out here for like a month now, so. But
it's official.
Yeah, it's official now.
Now they can start paying you.
Well,
maybe.
Hopefully,
yeah.
I mean, that's the goal, isn't it?
It's always the goal. Always the goal.
Yes.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
We're going to branch off that and go a little bit. So you get to work with none other than?
Yep, friend of the show, Dan DeRogers. It's true. It's true.
You share an office, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is awesome and super exciting for Dan, because he gets to share an office with one of the incredible critics.
I mean, obviously.
Obviously. And talking about Dan real quick, I'm not sure if he's an avid listener of the podcast, but we're going to talk about him for a minute. But so you've been here. It's awesome that you're seeing Dan so much, at work, which is great. And you've talked how great of a cook Dan is. Phenomenal. He's made you naan from scratch.
It's true.
You've been over there how many times for dinner in the last month?
Oh, a bunch of times.
At least three.
Frankie.
Right? At least
so many
three
times.
At least three times.
At least
times.
That's
if I
record.
Didn't live so far away from Dan, I probably would have gotten an invite to come over for dinner as well, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I
probably.
Live much further away from him than you do.
Because, well, I'm closer to the driveway.
Right. You're right by the driveway. You're right by the exit. I am further into the house, and it's weird that cutoff line is literally right in my in-law suite. Like, any further than my in-law suite, you don't get an invite.
What can I say?
Any closer you get it. So I get it. Not a problem.
Yeah.
Wait till, oh, there's one of the Grubers I caught. I saw her.
Yep, you caught another one. Ah, Brittany's here to heckle us because if she's in the same house as I am on the night we record Incredible Critics, she has to heckle us from the shadows.
That makes sense. You know. She should just sit in that rocking chair and just rock and look angerly at the camera.
She's peeking. She was peeking at the,
All right, guys, let's get into the bracket. We are on round two.
Unfortunately, I don't have the music for it. Sorry, Tim, you might have to do it for us.
Oh, it's fine.
March, movie, madness.
Nice. And listen, we're going to start right where it's at. Right in the guy who's not here. We're going to do Ben's bracket. And we're going to do it without Ben because, well, you know, Ben stinks and he's not here. We will give Ben a fair vote by asking Brittany what she likes.
Okay, yeah, we can ask Brittany what she likes better.
Yeah, so Brittany
of all the sports movies she's definitely seen.
Definitely seen. Brittany will be here, and she'll only do Ben's category. The rest of us, well, that way we have three, it'll be a little nicer.
Okay.
We will, unless I need her vote, because I feel like she'll vote for the movie I want, then we'll pick her.
Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely not rigged. We're going to figure this out.
You're gonna have to help us with these picks.
All right, so we're gonna start off. Are you good? Okay, we're gonna start off right in Ben's bracket. Number one, you know what? These seeds don't move forward and it's super annoying, so I'm gonna have to look backwards. And we are at the number 16 seed against the number 9 seed. Number 16 seed being Foxcatcher, decided by the Incredible fans over the Blind Side.
I don't know.
Upset, thank you, upset Ethan city right there.
Chabala for your poll.
Then we have Cool Runnings. I'm sorry. Then we have The Miracle, which beat out Cool Runnings. Miracle being the number Miracle. 9 seed.
That's a hockey movie, right?
It is, that's yes. Miracle, the hockey movie against Foxcatcher, which is a wrestling movie starring those guys that I can't think of the names of. But the nose. Michael Scott.
John Cena?
John Cena is not. It's not the one with John Cena. It's not that one. No. No.
Oh, Magic Mike.
Yes, Magic Mike.
Oh, boy.
All right, we're going to start this off. I'm going to go ahead and vote right now. It's Miracle. I think it's one of the great, one of the top five best sports movies of all time. Right up there about the US, Team USA. It's a true story, which so is Foxcatcher, which is always, great, but it's about the 1980 US hockey team. And their huge Olympic win over the Soviets. So my vote's Miracle. Andrew?
Same. As I said last week, Miracle is probably my favorite sports movie ever. So it's moving on for me.
How about you, Tim? Tim is at the ceiling.
You know what, Frankie? Our Incredible fan probably only sees the bracket right now anyways. So
okay.
I think honestly it's Miracle for me too. It's the only one of these two movies I've seen. So again, nice. I just can't. I know Fox Kids
Jim,
are
you're not
to be really
supposed
good.
To say when you haven't seen a movie.
I don't know how to update the bracket live. I think Andrew can do that, but I'm not sure. Nope, you're in view only
as
well.
Just click it.
I don't have the rights, so that's all on Ben.
Cool.
Oh well.
We're just gonna have to. I'll take notes. All right. wait. So Tim, did you vote? I wasn't listening.
Yeah, Miracle.
This is also a great start. Miracle also. So Miracle is moving on, and we will get the hang of this as we go. And new note. There we go. Miracle.
Incredible family. Okay. If you're watching live, let us know why our pick was wrong and how it doesn't matter because whatever we say is final.
That's how it works. All right, moving on. We have the number 5 seed, The Karate Kid. Not the one with Jackie Chan and Little Will Smith. The one with the Ralph Macchio.
The one with the spinoff series.
And then the one with the amazing Cobra Kai spinoff series, which is now on Netflix. And has been renewed for season 4. And then so The Karate Kid, number 5 seed, against A League of Their Own, number 4 seed. This is a tight race. League of Their Own, the classic women's baseball movie about the women's baseball league during the World War II. The World
War II. Is that a thing? Is that based on a true story?
So that is a real thing. I don't know if that's based on a true story. I think it is.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. I'm pretty sure it's based, you know, loosely on a true story. Yeah. I'm not that old.
Brittany's laughing at me. She doesn't even know what we're talking about. She can't even hear you. She's laughing at me.
She's assuming it was a dumb question.
Yeah, she just automatically assumed it was dumb.
I'll start off the voting again. I'm gonna go with a league. Actually, let's start for Brittany. Ask Brittany if she wants a League of Their Own or Karate Kid.
Brittany, what was better, a League of Their Own or the Karate Kid? That's the original Karate Kid.
Brittany also says on the stream, "We love watching you stuff your face, lasers, man."
Yes, a League of Their Own was the woman's one. It's not the woman Karate Kid movie.
No, not that one either.
Yes, women's baseball. She said that it's International Women's Day. She picked a League of Their Own.
That makes sense. I understand. I agree.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick for the same reason, too.
All right. We have three for a League of Their Own.
Are you kidding me? I picked Karate Kid just for solidarity.
That's fine.
You guys were just raving about how great it was that it got a sequel series 30 years later. But okay. Let's pick a League of Their Own just because ladies.
I don't think there was any.
And it's also a great movie. There's No Crying in Baseball is one of the most iconic sports movie lines. People use it all the time for everything. There's no crying in so-and-so. There's no crying in so-and-so. It's from Tom Hanks, League of Their Own. Great
you don't
movie.
Put baby in a corner. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Moving on.
Nope. Not that movie either, Tim. And next we have Days of Thunder, number 60, Tom Cruise racing movie versus Rocky, the original Rocky with Sylvester Stallone, which I don't know if you know, but people in Philadelphia believe that's a true story. It is not. They put a statue up for that guy and everything. It's not real, guys. It's fake.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is there a statue of Tom Cruise in Philadelphia? No, there's not.
There's not.
Andrew,
start us off. What do you think?
I prefer Rocky, I'll be honest. Okay. I love me some Tom Cruise.
Please,
but...
Andrew, please be honest with us. Please.
Please be credible. Please. Andrew and Tim, can you please just keep shaking us? We enjoy the motions.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then if I'm going to be completely honest, I
just start singing The Weeknd. I'm going to pick Days of Thunder because that is an amazing racing movie, and Tom Cruise is awesome.
Wow.
Nicole Kidman,
wow.
The chemistry is amazing because they still loved each other then.
Wow,
so, interesting.
Yeah,
I pick Rocky.
All right, and Brittany.
Brittany, do you pick? Oh, she did you hear her? She said, "Adrian."
Rocky is moving on.
Tom Cruise. That's what
I am not surprised. Oh. That makes sense. Not many people really like him, I think. All right, and the last one in Ben's bracket, we have number 7 Moneyball against number 2 Talladega Nights. Ricky Bobby, baby, shake and bake.
Yeah, Moneyball, definitely.
There are Talladega Night fans praying to little baby Jesus right now. It moves on. I am going to go ahead and pick Moneyball as well. Again, based on a true story. Again,
yeah.
Awesome.
Moneyball for sure. Yeah.
I'm going to jump on that bandwagon with you guys.
All right. Moneyball it is. All right. And that finishes out Ben's bracket. Let's move across the board. Up there to Andrew's bracket. And let me move this so I can see. Oh, we're good. All right. Another nail biter. We have the Water Boy coming in the number 1 seed against Bring It On, the number 8 seed.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to start with Tim.
I feel like if I pick Waterboy over Bring It On, Brittany's going to be really upset. Because it's International Women's Day and Bring It On is about a team of women cheerleading.
It's true.
Are there guys in that movie too?
There are.
But I'm going to pick Waterboy because it's just too funny and it's about multiple sports, football and foosball. So... That's what I'm picking. Waterboy.
Andrew?
I don't have a strong tie to either of them, so I'm going to pick Bring It On to make it more interesting for Frankie with the tiebreaker.
That is more interesting because I want to pick Bring It On just to see it go a little further. But I also want to pick Waterboy. Ugh, this is a tough one. I'm going to go ahead and pick Waterboy. And then we're going to ask Brittany. And she's going to pick Bring It On.
Movie? Bring It On or The Waterboy? You have to tell us now. You're not the tiebreaker, actually. You could be the time maker. Yes. No.
Incredible fans, be sure to let us know it in the comments on Facebook what your picks are. It may not make any difference in our bracket, but we'd like to know.
We would.
Surprisingly, Brittany picked Waterboy.
Really? Okay.
She did.
Wow.
I cool. know. I said, you can do it.
Nice. I'm okay with that. The Waterboy. All right. Moving on, we have the number 12 seed, Like Mike, it went up against the game plan. That's how it made it this far. Against the number 13 seed, Warrior, the MMA movie.
Is this a question for anybody?
Tom Hardy.
Frankie? No, it's Warrior. I mean, I'm it's going Warrior. Warrior, right? Yeah. Warrior.
It's Warrior.
Yeah, okay.
Warrior is quite possibly my second favorite. If not my other favorite.
Sorry to all of the Bow Wow enthusiasts that have been watching up till now to see how far Like Mike would make it. We are moving on to number 11, Varsity Blues, against number 3, Remember the Titans. And though Varsity Blues was probably the first rated R movie I ever saw, so it holds a special place in my heart because I definitely was not old enough to see a rated R movie. and I snuck it to the Blockbuster line. I remember it distinctly, renting it with like a couple of cartoon movies, and then them not asking any questions, and my parents not asking any questions, and me being like, score.
Your first rated R and mine were very different.
Yes, probably. I'd imagine. I
could probably guess what mine was.
Was it The Passion of the Christ?
Yes, it was.
No pun intended, but God. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna pick Remember the Titans because it is just I would say the number one movie, sports movie of all time. So is anybody picking Varsity Blues?
No, Remember the Titans all the way.
No, Remember the Titans for sure.
Sorry, James Vanderbeek. Maybe next time.
Not sorry.
Not sorry. All right. Okay, this is a tough one. We have the number 10 seed, Ali. Not Prince Ali, Fabulous He, Ali Ababwa, but Ali Will Smith, as in Muhammad Ali, against Hoosiers. Hoosiers being the number 15 seed, a little low against Ali, the number 10 seed, but both great sports movies. I am going to pick Hoosiers because I feel like everyone else is going to pick Ali because I don't think any of you have seen Hoosiers, but Hoosiers was a great movie that came out in the 80s. A coach with a checkered past and a local drunk train a small town high school basketball team to become the top contender for the championship.
Some might argue a quintessential sports movie.
Again, one of those movies where Gene Hackman is the lead in it and he has an amazing like halftime speech. In there where he just, and there's so many lines throughout the movie were super inspiring that like you would put in a montage of speeches to pump up a sports theme. But go ahead, what are you picking, Andrew?
Well, I will let you know my pick, but Tim, who's yours? That's my pick and also my transition to Tim.
Oh, it was a pun.
I see it.
I'm gonna pick Ollie just because.
Okay.
That was the whole reason. Okay. But that's all okay.
Right. We're going to go ahead and move Hoosiers forward then. Hoosiers. who's going to be your pick next? Nope, I can't do it as good as
Tim. Nope.
All right, moving over as good as Andrew. I actually gave Tim credit for something Andrew did. To my typical bracket. Yeah. All right, we have the give me
Pillar
one
of Money?
Second. I'm confused.
The Color
Where
of Money
is. It is the Color of Money versus Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
Yes, I'm sorry. I got lost for a second on the page, and it was not showing up. Everything was frozen. So we have the number 16 seed, one I added, The Color of Money, Martin Scorsese, an amazing movie about pool. So, take away well about that. Against Coach Carter, we got some Samuel L. Jackson, another basketball movie. It wanted to be Hoosiers, but was not anywhere close to it, in my opinion. but it was a number 8 seed, so we'll give it that credit. So about amount of money made. I'm going to go ahead and pick The Color of Money. What do you got, Andrew?
I'll stand by Scorsese.
All right. Tim?
Again, I'm just going to pick Coach Carter just because got to represent basketball movies. That was a basketball movie, right?
It was, yeah. Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
Basketball. All
right. We're going to move forward and say
speaking
the color
of basketball.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that it's in our next round.
It is. Now, this is a tough one.
Two basketball movies.
This is a tough one. So The Color of Money is moving on. We're going to go. It's so much easier with three people. We really should either kick out Ben or kick out Andrew. I'm not sure who, but.
Given that Ben's probably seen
fight.
More of these.
Fight. Fight.
Oh, you guys could fight.
Fight.
A basketball match to determine the winner, Ben. Your place.
You could take him. He's not very good. I mean, he's better than me right now.
I was going to say, didn't you lose?
I did, but I've been practicing. I played one more time since then. All right, moving on to the next one. We have
all four of us.
The number 5 seed, Space Jam. Everybody jam now. Welcome to the Space Jam. All right, against. Number 4 seed, 42. Don't get confused. It is the movie is named 42. The seed number is 4. The amazing story of Jackie Robinson, portrayed by no one other than the Black Panther. Great movie, Space Jam, pulling at my heartstrings because one of my favorite movies when I was younger and still I think holds up to this day. Watching MJ play with Bugs Bunny.
Man.
And yeah, Bill Murray is in Space
Bill
Jam.
Bill
Murray's not in 42.
Not. So many good people
Michael
in Space
Jordan
Jam.
Jordan is in Space Jam.
And it's just not the same. I mean, if you watch the new Tom and Jerry movie, it's the same concept. We have cartoons and real people interacting. Not as good as Space Jam done in the 90s.
It's true. I just watched part of Tom and Jerry this week.
I'm going to go ahead and pick 42.
Yeah.
I think we're both on the same page. I think we have
we're
to
all
42.
Three on the same page.
It's too historic.
It is.
And too well cast. And
yeah.
And Chadwick Boseman just knocked it out of the park in his performance. May he rest in peace.
He did.
Let his
awesome.
Legacy
yeah.
carry on in our bracket.
I have not seen every movie he's been in, but I have not seen a movie he's been in that's been bad.
Yeah,
every performance he does was amazing, or believable, or great. All right, moving on, we have the number 11 seed, Kicking and Screaming. Will Ferrell is running out of movies in this bracket, guys. I'm letting you know this is one of the last ones. Kicking and Screaming versus the number 3 seed, Dodgeball, and I am not psychic, Cotton, but I'm gonna go ahead and say I think Dodgeball is gonna. Knock Will Ferrell out of this bracket. I'm voting for Dodgeball.
Yeah, I think you're right, Frankie. They're both
Andrew?
Funny.
I'm not going to throw a wrench at this pick and go with Dodgeball.
I kind of want to rewatch Dodgeball now.
next weekend, Frankie.
Next weekend.
Your house.
My house will be here. Dan's not invited. All right. We had a tie last week against Any Given Sunday and Invincible. Number 7, number 10 seed. And then we put it up to you, the Incredible fans. Now, I'm not going to say you let us down, but you let us down a little bit because it was a tie. So we're going to break this tie right now with someone who didn't vote. Give me a second.
Oh, he's putting in a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who picks up.
Nobody voted.
Hello?
Hey, is this Erin Fusco?
Yes.
It is. You are live on The Incredible Critics with your host, Frankie Fusco. We also have Tim Gruber and Andrew, don't know his last name, you know, whatever, Tuna. We need you I saw you voted on some of the polls on the Facebook profile, the Facebook page, but you did not vote on all of them. This is one you didn't vote on, and you're going to be the tiebreaker. Given Sunday or Invincible. Invincible being the movie about the Philadelphia Eagles, Marky Mark. He was a nobody, and then he was a quarterback. They still didn't win a Super Bowl. And then Any Given Sunday, the movie with Al Pacino, great halftime speech. And like LL Cool J and other people.
I feel like your description was a little biased there.
It was. I don't really care for the Eagles.
Well, you're going to dislike me then because I'm still a little partial to any movie that's in Philly.
Okay.
Because it's still new to me and there's the nostalgia factor around it. So I have to go Invincible.
Still new to you. You've been here for 8 years. But okay, we're going to go with Invincible to the next round. Thank you for picking up the
phone.
Thank
you.
And we'll talk to you later.
Mrs. Fusco.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, Invincible moves on to this round. And it is going up against the number 15 seed, Little Giants. Well, let me tell you. I don't know if there is a more classic sports movie from our childhood than Little Giants. That's not true. The Sandlot is definitely a little more classic than Little Giants, but Little Giants is right there. Little Giants was the football, what Sandlot was the baseball. I mean, you got Icebox, you got he puts the tar stuff on his hands and he gets it stuck into his chest and he's like running and trying to catch the ball. Hilarious. Classic movie. You know, I'm going to go ahead and pick Little Giants over the Marky Mark movie. Andrew?
I'm going to go with the Marky Mark movie, even though I did not pick it before. That's going to be my pick this week.
Marky Mark.
Are you picking Invincible too?
Marky Mark.
Okay, we're going to go to Brittany. For a tiebreaker, because that's what I'm pulling.
Brittany,
whenever
do you like Invincible, which is a true story about football and the Eagles are in it. They happen to be in it with Marky Mark. Or Little Giants, which is a fake story about football and children are in it. She hasn't seen either of them.
She's never seen Little Giants?
But you know what, Frankie? I think because your wife picked Invincible, we just got to go with Invincible.
Yeah.
Invincible moves on. And Tim, if you can do me a favor, and is the TV in that room, can you put on Little Giants for your wife to watch immediately?
Yeah, I'm going to put Little Giants on. No. I'm going to put Invincible on.
No, you're not.
Because it just moves on to the next round.
Your kids will love Little Giants. You can't watch Invincible with your kids. We are moving on to the final bracket.
Yeah.
Corner.
We'll probably get copyright struck from Facebook for that.
Oh yeah, Frank,
we didn't go long enough. That's what she said. We're going Cars 3 or the number 1 seed Cars 3 against the number 8 seed Field of Dreams. I mean, I understand Cars 3 is the best Cars movie because it's all about racing. But Field of Dreams is one of the best sports movies. So
Field of Dreams, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. No contest.
All right. Ooh. This is going to be a good one next week, I think, because I think if Rudy wins the bracket. So the next seeds is the number 12 seed, Rudy, against the number 4 seed, the Fighter. I am rooting for Rudy, so I'm going to vote for Rudy as well. The Fighter is 2010 movie with Mark Wahlberg again and Christian Bale. You know,
Marky Mark.
You know how it would be.
Yeah,
man. I I feel like I have to go with the fighter simply because Rudy was offsides, and that kind of
Rudy was not offsides. If you go back and watch it, it's just a horrible rumor that was started. But
does Rudy have Samwise Gamgee in it?
It does. Samwise.
Yeah, I'm voting for Rudy. I don't know why Tuna left your boy Samwise hanging. No. But
Sean asked him. One of the greatest.
I'm voting for Rudy.
You know what? You're right. You convinced me, Tim. I take back my vote and go with Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm also excited to see Field of Dreams against Rudy next week. Just because, you know, both classic 80s sports movies.
Don't you leave him, Samwise Gamgee.
Can Samwise take it all the way to Mordor? Yeah.
Or from the 90s?
No, I'm pretty sure Rudy is from the 80s. Let's do a quick little fact check. Can one of our producers check and see if what year Rudy came out?
Yeah, I will look it up right now. And it's
1993.
Got him.
Gosh, not to be confused with Rudy the Giuliani story. That was 2003.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
We have White Man Can't Jump versus The Sandlot.
Oh.
Tough. White Man Can't Jump, one of the last basketball movies in our bracket, against The Sandlot, classic 90s movie. I can't believe Rudy was the 90s. I really thought it was like 89. Anyway, against The Sandlot, a classic 90s movie about baseball and friends and shenanigans and a giant dog who everyone thought was nasty but really just wanted to play ball. And he lived to be 104 in dog years. I'm going to go ahead and vote for The Sandlot. Andrew.
I'm going to go with The Sandlot. I thought it was a lot of fun. And I also haven't seen White Man Can't Jump.
Andrew, you're not supposed to tell people something. Got him. you know, actually, I'm going to vote The Sandlot, too. Right. Yeah, both classics in different ways, but I got to vote Sandlot.
All right,
it might be the best baseball movie.
It might be.
Of all time. I don't know.
Maybe. It will be interesting to see that versus Field of Dreams, which is what I think is going to happen. So, all right, we are down to the last one. We have two golf movies, which is interesting enough to be in the
same. Can you believe it? We finally have two movies from the same sport matched up against each other.
We have Tin Cup versus The Legend of Bagger Vance. Listen, I think realistically, I might be the only person who has seen both of these movies. And Tin Cup is a Kevin Costner movie. Listen, sports movies either have Kevin Costner or Dennis Quaid. It's one of the two. You can't have neither, you know? So it's a Kevin Costner movie and Rene Russo from the mid-90s. It is great. It is a washed-up golf pro working at driving ranges, tries to qualify for the U.S. Open in order to win the heart of his successful rival's girlfriends. I mean, come on. Against The Legend of Bagger Vance, which is a Will Smith one. Also, I'm going to go ahead and say they are, as far as movies, on a scale of like 1 to 10, I don't know what they'd be, but they're the same. It might be a solid 6. Right, maybe 7, maybe 6.5. One goes 6.5. They're both a solid 6.5. So it's tough to choose between them. I'm gonna go ahead and choose Tin Cup, just because I think it's a little better and it's a little more less of a period piece. Legend of Bagger Vance, Advanced, I think, takes place in the 20s, which I want to look up right now. But
the Rotten Tomatoes critics would tend to agree with you on that assessment.
Basically,
Tin Cup being a little bit better.
Well, I am going to pick The Legend of Bagger Vance. As Brittany said, the first one sounds like a Hallmark movie, which is actually pretty true. Tin Cup sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Legend of Bagger Vance.
You picked it.
I forgot.
No wonder Frankie picked it.
Does have Matt Damon, so it does have that going for. I forgot Matt Damon was in it. I was thinking it was.
Oh, that's why you picked it, because it's got Matt Damon.
Oh, no,
you
I
love
picked,
you some Matt Damon.
I picked Tin Cup. I picked against Matt Damon. Do not let him know.
Oh,
no
you
one
did.
Can let him listen to this episode.
You did.
No one can let it. Can we figure
tweeting out? At Matt Damon right now?
At Matt Damon.
Andrew.
I'm going to go with Will Smith and Matt Damon.
Legend of Bagger Vance moves on. A down and out golfer attempts to recover his game and his life with the help of a mystical caddy.
Mystical.
I don't know when it takes place. Anyway, so Legend Bagger Vance moves on. That is it. Let me write this down real quick. We have done the bracket. We are done with week two. On to the semifinals.
Wow.
No, right? The quarterfinals? The quarterfinals next week.
Whoa.
Wild. It's been a long ride.
The Sweet 16. And we don't have any for the Incredible Fans to vote on. This is what happens when you have three.
This is also what happens when people don't vote right. I'm not going to put anybody under the bus, but
I don't blame
everybody voted by putting a GIF. And maybe I was guilty because I was trying to encourage people to vote by putting a GIF.
So here's the thing. I think what we should do for following weeks, right? So what happened was Facebook removed polls. You can no longer make a poll.
Or at least on a page you can.
On a page, yeah. It's really weird. I don't understand. Or maybe Ben just doesn't know how to do it. They could have changed something and Ben's just not sure and didn't, you know, look too hard into it. But I think he's right. I think they got rid of him. And so instead we have to do those weird thing where it's like thumbs up for this movie, heart for this movie. And what happened was some people did that. Other people just liked it.
Most people just commented.
Giving it a thumbs up, even though it's not what they were voting for. And then just wrote a comment underneath that was like, oh, this movie or GIF. I think we go on to say, show us a GIF of your favorite movie.
Yes, Sarah, we understand, and
that's more fun. You get like a fun gift from the movie because you can pretty much find a gift from every movie, especially the ones that are left. So I think that's how we do it for any ties going forward. There's none this week, but Ben will be back next week. There will be more ties, and we'll be there. So I mean, cool. Whew, it's getting crazy. We got some good matchups next week, and it's going to start to get hard, and people are going to start to write letters, and we're going to lose listeners again. This happens every year.
I just hope we don't lose our Better Business Bureau rating. That's all.
Me too.
That is the most important thing.
Well, Andrew, where can people find us?
Oh, man, I was going to let Tim take the reins this time on that.
Nope, it was your job.
But, well, they can find us on facebook.com/incrediblecritics, Twitter at @ThroughCriticsPod, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast XML feed.
That's it for the Incredible Critics. Until next week, for critics. I hate Ben. Can you clip that? I hate you. He's just in my head. I hear him before I start to talk on the intro and exit, and it's like, Frankie, he makes fun of whatever I just said before I even said it. And then
that was incredible, Frankie.
Incredible.
You did a good incredible job.
Games critics.